week when Michael and I were doing it.
Talking. Oh, crap.
No, like, we were done with the show. And then I was just like, and then, like, I, you know, because like I do with you sometimes, I'll start editing right after we get done.
Right.
And I went into my folder, and I was trying to open it up, and I was like, man, I can't find it. And then I was like, oh, Michael, it didn't record. And this was like a 2.5 hour podcast. And he was just like, we're not doing the one this week. And I was like, sounds good. But yeah, it sucked. Yeah. Are you ready? I guess I'm ready now.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Show notes.
Did you send me show notes?
I did, like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's basically just talk about whatever. Let's talk about Five Ghosts. And that's pretty much the... I'll go ahead and hit you with the link, though. It's the ones from, you know, last week. I just haven't changed it. Oh, yeah, what happened to G.I. Jokers? I guess we can talk about that on the thing.
I am still working on it.
Okay.
It's harder than you think.
No, I mean, yeah, no, I know. Uh-huh. All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, 5, 4, 3, 2. Tuesday, April 2nd, 2013. It's the Panel Pals Comics Podcast. I'm Leo.
Hey, and I'm Lorenzo.
And we missed a week last week, but, you know, stuff was going down. Lorenzo had some scheduling issues and whatnot, so it's whatever. We're just, you know, we're still getting in the swing of things.
We're here now.
Yeah, that's what matters. Yeah, we're here now. We're here this week. That's what really matters. Or maybe it's an elaborate April Fool's prank, and this is the last show we'll ever do. Who knows?
On April 2nd.
Yeah, hey. But, I don't know, what have you been up to, Lorenzo?
Well, I've been busy this past week. I'm still getting used to walking to the train station and take the train to work.
Yeah?
Yeah, just been busy.
Yeah, I've been seeing your tweets about it, like, every morning. How, like, a 5-mile walk? Is that what's going on?
Just about. It's a round trip.
Oh, okay, round trip. Okay, so it's, like, 2.5. Okay.
Yeah.
That's not as bad, yeah. Because 2.5 is, what, maybe, like, a 30-minute walk or something?
Yeah.
No, that's not bad, yeah. That's cool. Okay. Yeah.
But what else did I do?
I don't know.
Well, you know, Easter family things.
Yeah.
Been trying to work on G.I. Jokers.
Yeah, you're, is it a week behind at this point? Oh, the movie came out Friday, didn't it?
2 weeks behind.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You're slacking, Lorenzo. You're slacking.
You know what? I am not a graphic artist or know how to work the programs on the computer. So, yeah.
Yeah, because Brian's been on a trip, hasn't he?
Yeah, he just got back.
Okay, I got you. I'm saying, if you were a comic creator, like a real big-time comic creator, you would have fans ready to, like, burn your house down if you were being late.
That's the thing, too. It's like, I've learned my lesson a couple times. Like, we should be, like, 3-4 weeks ahead.
Yeah. You should have already had the first issue, like, in the bag before you even started. You know what I mean?
Right, and that's what I wanted, but things kept on falling behind. You know, we could have been done with the whole thing by the first week, and that would have been sweet.
Yeah.
But, you know, issues, work issues, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is. What have I been doing? I don't know, man. Just... I've been moving all the shows over to the other, I mentioned this to you, did I not?
Yes.
Yeah, like, me and my brother, we're gonna I don't know, it's something you want to do more than anything. And the show, and the show site is like 5 days from now is when the like the domain hosting whatever expires. And so he was like, I'm gonna get the site and we can like make it the central thing for all the stuff we do on the internet. And I was like, I am down with that because I don't have to pay for another year. Like, let's do it.
So are you gonna have to have a well, listeners, if you know, do you have to have a new RSS feed for the podcast?
Yeah, I can. I've already moved every single all of the 52 episodes so far over to the other site, to the podcast page.
I've already moved
all of them over there. And so what I'll do is I'll just set up a site redirect from Panel Pal, because like I have like domain parking where I still own the website.
Right.
I don't have hosting for it anymore. So I'll just redirect the Panel Pal's URL to the new site.
Right.
And I'll update the RSS feed on iTunes, and it won't be anything different, really. You know, all the episodes will still be there. It'll just be a different site that it redirects to. I don't know. Yeah, it took me like 3 days to move, not like 3 entire days, but like 3 evenings of doing it to move all those episodes. It was a long, long, long process.
I bet.
Yeah, it was, oh goodness. It sucked. But, it'll be whatever. Yeah, like I said, it'll just be, you know, nothing will change except for the site that, nothing will change except for the end site where it all goes to. All the episodes will still be there.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah. Because, he did his webcomic, and he's wanting to do another one. And so he's just like, hey, you know, we can get all of our stuff in one site. It'll be cool.
Yeah, it would be cool.
Yeah, and so I was like, that's cool. Like, let's do that. Yeah, so that's mostly what I've been doing. It's just moving podcast episodes and just, like, looking at stuff he's drawing. Oh, I didn't even, my brother, yeah, he did a webcomic, blah, 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 but he just got his first, like, indie comic script or whatever that he's drawing.
Nice.
Yeah, it's just a 4-page, like, short comic in an anthology from Greyhaven Comics. I mean, he's not getting paid for it, but he'll get some comp copies of the anthology, and he'll have published work. And it's only 4 pages, so it's not like he's spending, you know, a month of his life on it, you know?
Right.
But I was, I've been pestering him for like a month. I was like, dude, like, you gotta do it. Like, no offense to the people that work with Greyhaven. I was like, but you know, you're better than like 90% of the people that do it. Like, no offense to them. But I was just like, you gotta do it, you know, you can do it. I think you'll impress them. And so, you know, he finally sent him some pages that he had drawn, some old, you know, drawings, his webcomic, that kind of thing. And they seemed to like it, so that's cool. I'm really excited. I'm excited for him about that. Because, you know, he's always wanted to draw comics. But now he's, you know, he can be like, oh, I'm a published artist. Like, haha. Yeah, I'm excited, though.
Yeah, I'm excited trying to get Andrea to do a webcomic.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
Is there any progress, more progress, or is it still kind of in the planning stages?
Actually, this month, April is pretty busy for her.
Uh-huh.
Because she's an art therapist for a nonprofit.
Yeah.
And all this month, they're doing art shows and gallery showings and stuff. So It's a pretty busy month for her and for like the group that she's working with, and she has some of her art up there too. So it's a pretty busy month.
That's cool though. That's cool that she's you know, finding some sort of success with it. That's cool.
So
yeah,
but after that we're gonna reassess, and we have a pretty cool idea.
Nice. That would be cool. I mean, you know, that's the beauty about webcomics. Anybody, you know, with the desire to do it can do it.
Right.
As long as you're willing to put the time in, you know, you can do it. And that's why I love webcomics. And I saw this, was it yesterday, day before yesterday? Your, like, 30th birthday present to yourself?
Yeah. I need to lose weight, basically. And, so, you know, it's about time that I actually need to move forward and do something about it.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, you know what? My birthday is in July. How about I lose, you know, some weight so I can feel good about myself then and keep it going. So that's the basis for it.
That's cool though, dude. You have, you know, have you made a workout plan or a diet plan? Are you still kind of figuring that out?
This week, well, I figured out a diet plan kind of. And this week I've just been walking, and then next week I'm going to start doing a workout plan. So
that's awesome.
Yep. And I'm going to post. Yeah, go ahead. Hold on to that question.
All right.
I'm going to post blogs and podcasts with every Friday.
That's cool.
Hopefully I can get in the groove of posting Pal's podcast again.
Yeah.
So it'll all work out.
Yeah, I mean, because your, you know, weight loss or whatever podcast, so I imagine it'll be pretty short, you know, it's kind of updates.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But do you drink a lot of soda, or?
I drink a lot of soda. Well, you know, here and there I drink a lot of soda.
Yeah.
And I know that it's one of my, you know, I love soda, but I know it's bad.
Uh-huh.
At the same time, I know I have to cut a lot of it out. Like, I don't know if I can cut it out entirely, but I want to cut it down to where I'm only drinking it here and there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. A couple years ago, I stopped drinking soda entirely just because I was like, hey, I just want to see if I can do it. And so for, like, an entire year, or not for, okay, I stopped entirely for, like, 2 months, and then when I knew that I could not drink it, I would only drink it, like, when I went out to eat or when I was, you know,
right.
You know. Special occasions, basically. And so, like, I went on that for, like, a year, and that made I lost a decent bit of weight and everything, and I felt like I had a lot more energy, too. And so, I don't know, that might be something to look into, is just cutting back on that, because that probably would make you feel a lot better.
Well, definitely, I have cut back, it's just, you know, maintaining it.
Yeah. I know, because it's hard, because, I mean, like, you go a week without soda, and you're like, yeah, I got this, and then, you know, one trip to McDonald's, you know,
and then
like you're drinking seven sodas every day after that.
Yeah, and that's like I was literally in that habit.
Yeah,
you know, drinking tons of soda all the time, but so I look forward to my birthday. It's gonna be 30th, and hopefully, I'm gonna lose some weight by then.
Yeah, I mean, we'll between this and your, you know, podcast updates on Pals, we'll keep you honest.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I mean, I'm excited for you. That's cool that you're, you know, that you're making yourself do it, that you're stepping up like that. That's cool.
Yeah.
I could probably use it myself, honestly. Just don't go too crazy and sensey.
Well, I look forward to that. I hope I can make it out. Which I think I can, so...
Yeah. I need to start, like, buying a hotel or something. That's what I need to do.
Yeah, I have to start looking into that.
Yeah, I need to start making concrete plans. That way it's more real instead of being like, yeah, September. You know?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't feel real yet, but I know if I, like, booked a hotel, then I would immediately be, like, planning everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to that. So will you have one up this Friday, or is it going to start next week?
No, I'm going to have one up this Friday.
Okay, looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it too. So I'm going to weigh. I'm only going to weigh in once a week.
Okay.
And then you know, I'm going to talk about my reaction to it and like you know stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once a week is probably good, because every day, you're not really going to see a lot of change.
No, and then, you know, you get frustrated or something
like
that.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I didn't lose anything, I'm going to stop. Like, it's not even more, yeah, I know what you're saying. No, all right, that's cool. I'm excited. I'm excited to see how you do. Anna, did you read any comics this week?
No. The only one I read. Oh, actually, I just finished the second book of Preacher.
Nice.
And I read Five Ghosts about 3 times.
Nice.
And I'm going to start reading. You know, I don't have the first or second issue of Thor, but it's sitting there and I want to read it. It's so bad.
I mean, you can always get them on Comixology. They're probably $1 at this point. And that might be something to look into, because I know you have an iPad, don't you?
Yeah, I do. So, yeah, I'll look into that.
I mean, because if you just can't find them, you really probably want the first couple issues for the story.
Yeah.
So I would really look into that. But, alright, so you're like, what, 2 trades? That's probably 10, 12 issues in the Preacher.
Yeah.
Man, that's, so how are you liking it so far? Good?
I'm digging it. I like it.
That's cool. Alright, good deal. I don't remember what I read. We chose the next book for the Nerdspan Book Club. And I started, it's called like Black Hole by Charles Byrne, I think. And so I read the couple, got it digitally. And so I read the first, like, 6 issues, because it's like a 12-issue, like, graphic novel, collected trade, whatever.
Right.
It's crazy. It is crazy. But I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it yet. But our last one, though, about Hope Larson's A Wrinkle in Time went up, I think, last Friday, I want to say.
Oh, yeah.
Did you read it?
Or did you no, I didn't.
Tweet? Okay.
I just saw the tweet.
Okay, that's cool. It was a lot of fun, though. But people at Nerdspan are cool. Trying to think what else. I read Theremin, which is, it's from Monkey Brain. They're a digital-only comic book company right now.
Right.
And I read Theremin, which is coming out next week, I want to say. I think it's, the 10th. And that was really cool. It's like weird, alternate history, adventure, sci-fi. It's really cool. I like it. I dig it.
That's cool.
Yeah, like it's like the basis is kind of like Leon Theremin. He's this Russian inventor who invented the theremin, which is like this electronic instrument, kind of like the synthesizer.
Oh.
And so he invented this in like the 1920s. And so when he's playing with it, he finds that if you hit a certain frequency, you can travel through time and space with it.
Crazy.
And so basically after that, he becomes like a secret agent, super spy, traveling through time, killing people. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I interviewed the writer, and he sent me over, a free copy of it, and I was happy with it. But,
sounds like you were happy with it.
I like alternate history. Like, I don't know why. I think it's because I'm a history guy. I'm a history
buff. That's probably true.
Yeah, and so I really like the aspect of being like, well, if this happened, or, what if he had really been doing this? I like that.
That's why I really liked reading Lincoln the Vampire Hunter.
Yeah.
Because it was so awesome to, maybe that could have happened.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the movie just does not do it justice, because I talked about that book a lot and everybody's like, the movie sucked. I'm like, yeah, I agree. You should read the book.
I haven't seen the movie. I've read part of the book, though.
You need to read all the book, because it is awesome.
Okay. I'll have to get that on my Kindle or something. Trying to think what else. Did you have any April Fool's jokes that were played on you?
No, not really. And then, because it's my new job, I didn't want to play any jokes on anybody either, so it's like,
Weren't sure how cool they were with that, huh?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the guys I work with, I was really expecting at least one of them to do something, but nobody did.
Yeah, kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of disappointed, but whatever. But also, I was okay with not, having some ridiculous prank played on me. So, yeah. Alright, so you want to do new comics for the week?
Sure.
Alright. Anything that caught your eye? Alright, so did anything catch your eye before I start, you know, naming off all the comics?
Thanos Rising.
Okay, yeah. That should be pretty interesting. You know Charles is going to be all about that.
Right, that's what that's what caught my eye, is because Charles is like, yeah, you know?
Yeah, I know too. He was the Marvel fan of the week, or fan of the day, or whatever, yesterday. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
Yeah. Yep.
That's awesome.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, Jason Aaron, Simone Bianchi, it's probably going to be pretty cool. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Is there anything else you saw? Anything else you noticed?
No.
Alright. I think, yeah. Out from Valiant is going to be Harbinger Wars number one, which is like their big crossover between Harbinger and Bloodshot. So that should be cool. Boom Studios has Polarity coming out, which I am extremely excited for. Like, extremely excited.
Cool. So what is this about?
Okay, well, have you ever heard the band Say Anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, the singer, Max Bemis, he wrote that comic.
No.
Yeah, because he's a big comic fan, and he wrote that comic, and like it's loosely based on some of his own experiences, because the main character is like this bipolar schizophrenic guy, and basically the guy, you know, he gets hit by a car or something, and then he discovers that his bipolar medication, you know, in addition to keeping him sane, also has been suppressing superpowers that he has. So he stops taking it, and, you know, he gets superpowers, but he also, like, slowly gets more and more insane from what, you know, Bemis says about it. And so I'm really looking forward to it.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I like the band Say Anything.
I do, too. Yeah, that's what we're bros, Lorenzo. We're bros.
I have a girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly. But that's coming out tomorrow, and I am super excited.
That's really cool.
Yeah. I'm excited. Yeah. Let's see what else. Got Swamp Thing number 19. I think it's the start of a new... It's got a new writer, so it's a new arc coming out. Got Godzilla, the Half-Century War, number 5, which is the end of that miniseries. Lock and Key Omega, number 4. Only 3 more issues until the very end.
Oh.
Yeah. Have you heard of Lock and Key?
No.
It's like the best. Oh, it's so good. It's written by Stephen King's son. And so it's like weird horror stuff. It's wonderful. You should really check it out.
That's interesting.
Yeah, Joe Hill. That's what he goes by, but he's Stephen King's son. Let's see, Bedlam number 6. That's the last issue of that arc. Mice Templar.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, Mice Templar volume 4, Legend number 1. That's going to be pretty cool. Did you ever read the Redwall books?
No, I don't think so.
Do you know what they are, though, more or less?
No.
Oh, never mind. Never mind. Because, like, my Templar is, like, Redwall, but better. It's, you know, mice with swords, and they're attempting to overthrow the evil king and all this other stuff. It's really cool.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, Deadpool number 7, which I think is a new art, I think.
Nice.
And then, of course, Thanos Rising, which everyone's excited for. I think that's about it. I don't know. Yeah, there's a really good group of comics coming out next week, though.
Next week?
Or this week, sorry. This week. Sorry.
Okay.
I know, I get ahead of myself. Alright, what are your picks for the best covers of the week?
Alright, so... number four
mm-hmm.
is Dark Horse The Massive, number one.
All right. Oh, that's a reprint. It's a $1 reprint. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, it's a good series, though.
I see that now.
Yeah.
It looks awesome.
It does look pretty cool.
Number two is Swamp Thing.
Okay. Swamp Thing number 19?
Yes.
Oh, that's that fold-out cover or whatever the heck they got going on.
Right.
It's all crazy looking. Yeah, that looks cool.
Number two is Deadpool number 7.
Okay.
Now, this would look, it's weird, because when I saw the cover, I'm like, oh, it looks like an Image comic book cover to me.
I'm waiting for it to load.
Got dial-up? What's going on?
No, they're using Netflix, man. And plus, I was trying to find it. Okay. Ice cream truck dropped on Deadpool.
Yeah. And number one, no drum roll, but it is Thanos rising number one.
Yeah. It's the regular cover, correct?
Yes.
Okay, making sure. Yeah, that's a pretty sweet cover. Like, it's pretty sweet. Yeah, it's pretty. It's great looking. It really is.
And also, I think they have to start playing up his character because, you know, he's probably going to be in the movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So people, you know, need to, start getting into him.
He's
like,
definitely going to be in, All right, my picks. What I got for number four? That's a different list. Okay, my picks. So I just have a bunch of the, like, notepad, sticky note things on my desktop that I just organize everything with. Okay. My pick for number four is 68 Jungle Gym number one.
Okay, yeah.
Got, you know, dead elephant, dude hiding in an elephant, zombies. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Number three is Mice Templar Legend number one. I think that's a Michael Avon Oeming. Yeah, that's a Michael Oeming cover. Which I enjoy his artwork so much.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah. Very much looking forward to that series. Number two is Harbinger War, number one. Or Harbinger Wars. Yeah, Wars with an S. No, that's a bad. Yeah. You know, it's got Bloodshot, the Harbinger Kids. Could be cool. And, of course, number one is Thanos Rising, number one. Because that is just a beautiful cover.
Yeah, it's an awesome cover.
Yeah, it's... Oh, man.
I think I need to show Andrea that cover. I think she'll do something. She could do something.
Yeah, man. Charles would probably buy that cover.
Well, we have something in store for Charles anyways.
Oh.
Birthday, Christmas gift, whatever.
His birthday is, it's like the 10th or something. It's right after Cincy.
Yeah, but...
Just throwing that out there. It out there. What else we got? Alright, let's see. No questions this week. You want to talk about Five Ghosts?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay. Five Ghosts. Alright, you said you've read it, what, three times this week or in the past
three times, yeah.
So I take it you liked it?
Yeah, I have been pretty interested.
Okay, good, good. You want to kind of give a synopsis real quick, just a little summary? What's going on? What it's about?
Okay, so a lot is going on. I don't even know where to start because, what? You know, he starts off in what?
Yeah. Yeah, was it Austria?
Austria, then he bounces to Barcelona.
Uh-huh.
Back to London.
Yeah, and Africa.
Africa.
Yeah.
Lands in a lake. It's just so much is going on, like, I don't know what the storyline, like, it makes you feel like the storyline. You don't know the storyline because you need to continue reading.
Yeah.
Which I think is really smart.
I think it's going to be 5 issues, maybe 6.
It is only 5.
Is it only 5? Okay. Yeah, and so they've got a lot to do in the next 4 issues.
And, of course, they introduce all 5 ghosts in this first issue.
Okay, what are the 5 ghosts? How about that? What are those?
So, Dracula, Sherlock Holmes. I don't know who the samurai guy is.
I don't either. That's the only one I'm not sure on.
Like, I still don't know who the samurai guy
is. Yeah. But, the 5 ghosts are... They call them literary ghosts, but it's like literally, I guess, demons that have possessed him.
Right.
And so there's the archer, which I'm assuming is Robin Hood.
There we go.
The vampire, who has to be Dracula. The samurai, which we have no idea who it is. The detective, who's Sherlock Holmes.
Right.
And then the wizard, who I'm pretty sure is Merlin. What do you think?
That's pretty true. I think that's true.
Yeah, I'm thinking Merlin. That's my bet. And so he can use their powers, like he can beat, you know, channel the magician and make giant hands come out of the floor and grab people and stuff.
Is he really channeling them, or are they actually helping him?
That's a good question, actually. I don't know, because I guess it seems like he's possessed.
Well, he is possessed.
Yeah. So I don't know if they're lending their power or just straight up, like, acting of their own accord.
Right.
I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe it'll be revealed a little bit more. That's a good question. I don't know. I'm really interested, though, in like, how he got those powers. Because it's sort of alluded to, you know.
Yeah.
Says, like, he got it from the Dream Stone or something, I believe is what it's called.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really show you how he got the powers. It tells you how. And so I'm really interested to see how the powers were acquired and, you know, what happened to make them first appear and everything.
There are so many stories. And not stories, but so many questions.
Yeah.
So many questions that I want answered, which I need to continue reading.
Yeah, and I mean, 5 issues, it's not a huge commitment either. But, you know, it's got some Nazi punching, got some weird, crazy African tribesmen.
Yeah, they're the
spider tribe, man. But I follow the writer, Frank Barbier, on Twitter, and he said, I think, like, paraphrasing him, he was like, all I'm saying is issue 2 words, spider rider.
Huh.
So I think there are giant spiders which the spider tribesmen ride on.
Oh.
That's my guess. Which will be amazing.
Interesting.
Yeah, and so, like, you know, it's got all that weird kind of stuff, you know, it's little supernatural, little adventure, little action, little bit pulp comic. It's got a good mix of stuff going on. You know? It's pretty original, I think.
Why is it only 5 issues then?
It's just a mini-series. You know, so it's just like a graphic novel, except it's issue by issue.
Right. Well, I think a lot of people are going to be sad when it ends.
Yeah, I mean,
I might be one of them.
I probably will be. I'm not going to lie. But, I mean, with people breaking into comics, though, it's a lot easier to pitch, you know, 4 or 5 issues than it is a 60-issue series, you know?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, because it does seem like he could do a lot with it. But I will take all the issues he'll give me.
That's true, too.
But, like, what would you think about the story and the art and everything? What do you think about that?
I love the art. I love how I read. And yeah, the story is awesome. I really do like the art, how it went along.
Yeah, the art was really good at directing the flow of the story, I felt like.
Yeah.
like the panel arrangements and everything. And, you know, that's one of the things a lot that's kind of overlooked is how the panels are arranged, because that makes a big difference. Just, you know, how the word bubbles flow, how the panels flow, because it directs your eye along the page. It makes a big difference. But, I really thought the artist is Chris Mooneyham, I believe. And I really dug his art. I thought it fit the story really well. You know, because it was kind of dark and shadowy when Fabian was breaking into that Nazi castle. But then when he's in Barcelona, it's all, you know, bright and colorful.
Oh, yeah, and same with Africa.
Yeah.
There's a different tone, yeah.
Yeah, it which I'm sure that's more the colorist than the artist, but the art fit really well too, just how it was, you know, kind of shady and shadowy and really, you know, it seemed like, you know, art for a pulp comic, which kind of is what I get from this, you know, like a 1940s comic for some reason, I don't know.
Yeah, I got that feeling.
Yeah,
too.
And so the art seemed to really fit that, you know, that idea really well, and then the colors were just fantastic on it.
Yeah, I did like how they used colors.
It really helped set the tone for each, you know, each location. It was good. I liked it. But, alright, Lorenzo, what would you give it? What would you rate it?
I rate it a 5, easy.
A 5 out of 5?
Yeah.
Okay. Good deal. Yeah, I'll give it a 5 out of 5. Because it was probably the best book that I read last week. Yeah, last week. Probably the best. Or no, week before last. I don't know. I don't know when that book came out. Maybe last week. I don't know.
No, it came out last week.
I don't know. It was good, though, when I read it. That's all that matters. It was good. I liked it. Yeah. Yeah, I liked it. It was good, though. I think the second one comes out April 17th, I want to say.
Really?
Yeah. And the first issue, like, sold out the first day it was in stores. And so the second printing of issue 1 is going to be out on the 17th as well. So that'll be cool.
That will be cool.
Yep. I mean, were you able to get a print copy of number 1 or no? Or did you even...
No, I didn't even go out to try.
Yeah.
But I felt... So, you know, the city I live in Southern California, so it's pretty, you know, densely populated.
Yeah.
And so I've been going to 2 comic book stores, but sometimes they sell out. And then I found another one not too far away, and they're always in stock. When I bought Saga number 10, they had like, I don't know, I picked up the whole stack. I was like, dang, someone somewhere is probably crying right now because I have all of them in my hand. So that comic book store is probably pretty reliable for stuff being in stock.
Yeah, they probably order, like, over-order a lot more.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they do. If you ever make it out here, I will take you to that comic book store.
All right, that sounds...
And then you will understand.
All right. But, I mean, maybe, you know, April 17th, hit up the comic store and get issue 1 and issue 2.
Yeah, I might have to do that.
I think they're $3.50, I think, for an issue. I think that's what the first one was, so I'll just assume the second one is. So $7, and you got a balling story. Or 2 parts of it, anyway.
Yeah, I might have to do that.
But, I don't know. Anything else?
No, that's about it.
Yeah, no, it was kind of short this week, but...
But that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. We were here. That's what matters. That's what matters. Well, no, I mean, I'm excited to see, you know, what Friday was going on with your you know, birthday plan. I'm excited to see what's happening with that.
Oh, it's going to be released as a Tao's podcast.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah, yeah. No, we'll, I'll, I don't know, tweet it out too or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the Pals podcast, when was the last time you had an episode of that? Like, September?
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah, man, you need to get that. Come on. Come on, Lorenzo. You need to get cranking with that again.
Oh, I do got to get cranking with that again. I really do, actually.
Yeah. But no, I mean, I know how it is. Life gets in the way.
Yeah, but once we come back, we're going to come back pretty strong.
Sounds good. I look forward to it. But, let's see. I guess contact info, huh?
At Lorenzo Mora on Twitter.
I am, at LFLJ on Twitter. The, podcast is at Panel Pals. Podcast email. If you want to get in touch with us, you know, let us know what's going on. See how we're doing. Tell us how much you don't like something. Whatever. It is panelpalacepodcast@gmail.com. Panelpalacepodcast, all one word. Something, what else?
Don't know.
I don't either. But yeah, I mean, the podcast Twitter is mainly just tweeting out when stuff happens. But I get on there every now and then just to see if someone replies to us or anything. Because, you know, my fancy smartphone, I can do that. Like,
well,
man.
It's been fun.
Yeah, it has. But, so until next time, you know, thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
So, I'm Leo.
I'm Lorenzo.
And thanks for listening. All right, let me shut that boy down.